Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, wait a minute. You clowns are on dope.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brilliant Ideas Radio presents Grills Gone Wild. Hosted by your two favorite bad boys of Foodie Radio. And now, here are your hosts. Hailing from parts unknown, it's the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas, and his co-host, Crispy. The studio number is 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Ho, ho, ho. Good evening out there in Blog Talk Radio land. This is Grills Gone Wild. This is Brilliant Ideas and his trusty sidekick, Beep, Beep, Beep. Crispy. How are you, Crispy?
That's right. I'm a little sore from getting run over from the bus this week, but, you know, I'm doing pretty good. Oh, yeah.
Did you get your delivery?
Actually, I received a couple deliveries this week.
Did you?
I actually received a refill on one of our awesome sponsors. I got a refill on the High Roller Vodka made from sweet potatoes or distilled from sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
And I also received some awesome sauces from Barbecue Boozers.
Hey, they made it up there in one piece, huh?
Yes, for the most part. Yes, it's all edible. I got the awesome cranberry vodka and the bourbon. I took a spoonful of each, and I was just like, oh, my.
For those of you that are listening, we're slowly getting there with our Barbecue Boozer barbecue sauce, and this is the second batch I've had to send to Crispy. The first batch kind of got crushed by an elephant on the way to Florida.
Yes.
And you said this box was kind of crushed, too?
Yes, this looks like some gorilla stepped on it, but it made it through.
But what do you think of that bottle, that whiskey bottle?
Oh, the whiskey bottle with the cranberry vodka, it is so, like, I'm so stoked about the bottle. The bottle is, it's just like this old-time, like, whiskey bottle when you were, like, a cowboy and you head up to the bar, you're like, I want whiskey, and they give you that bottle. But it doesn't say cranberry vodka on it, though.
You can knock somebody out with that bottle.
Yes, yes, you can. Once the bottle's empty, someone breaks into your house, you just throw it out at their head, and I'm pretty sure they'll be knocked out for the rest of their life. It's crazy. That's a nice bottle. Like, it's really thick, and it's just super awesome.
Yeah, we're going first class here. Hopefully, if all goes as planned, we should sometime this summer have our Barbecue Boozer sauces out there, and we got the bourbon, the vodka cranberry, and the tequila margarita sauce is our first one, three that we're coming out with, and we're excited, and it's taken forever, ever, but we're getting there. And you mentioned you got some more of the High Roller. Why did I say High Roller? High Roller.
I don't know. You're listening to Gangster Rap again? Do we gotta put you in timeout from the Gangster Rap radio station?
Well, I actually know what the problem is. I've been drinking High Roller vodka since about 6. And by the way, I don't like this new time, this 7 o'clock. It's still light outside and the birds are singing. I'm used to it being dark outside. But anyway, I've been drinking High Roller vodka since 6 o'clock, so my enunciation seems to be kind of impaired by the alcohol. But speaking of High Roller vodka and High Roller spirits, I think we should play their ad right about now. It'd be a great segue, wouldn't it?
It would, while I pour myself another refreshing glass of it.
High Roller Vodka is the world's first and only premium vodka made from sweet potatoes. In 2011, High Roller Vodka won the Double Gold San Francisco World Spirits Competition. High Roller Vodka is made with carefully selected California-grown sweet potatoes distilled by hand in a process which creates a sophisticated, unique, elegant, smooth vodka. Life's a gamble. Your vodka shouldn't be. For more information, check out www.highrollerspirits.com.
Yes, make sure you check out HotRollerSpirits.com or SweetPotatoVodka.com. They have been our sponsor now for 9 weeks, and they're hanging in there. And it's great stuff. It will make you enunciate unusual words at times if you drink too much of it.
I just took a big swig off my bottle, all gangster style, because, you know, I'm gangster like that, yo.
And by the way, just on a side note, we do have two new sponsors coming on board in May and in June. We have Albuquerque Seasonings, and we also have the folks we had on last week, Don Pablo Cigars, are coming on as a sponsor. So everybody, we appreciate your support in supporting this crazy radio show that we do each week. And thank you to our sponsors and our listeners.
I don't always smoke cigars, but when I do, it's Don Pablo. And then I drink High Roller Vodka. And then I cook my meat with Albuquerque seasonings. Yes, that's right.
We don't want to know what Count Chocula does with his meat.
No, we don't. Count Chocula, he can just go back in the box.
Speaking of Chocula, we're going to have chocolate cigars from Don Pablo, too.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of excited about that. That'll be interesting. I hope I don't get hunger in the middle of the night and eat my cigar, my chocolate cigar. That'd be weird.
Anyway, enough goofing off. We have our buddy, good buddy, Tara Tensley coming on with us tonight. Tara has been a lady on the town with her club scene report in San Francisco, and we figured it was time to bring Tara Tensley on to meet with the bad boys again and talk about what she's doing and what she's been up to and what kind of trouble she's getting into and where she's headed in life. And if I'm hitting the buttons correctly here, I hopefully got Tara Tensley on the phone here with us. Tara, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome.
Tara Tensley.
What's up?
Welcome to the show. You're actually a guest tonight. How does that feel instead of being just a segment? You're an actual full-fledged guest tonight.
Finally, I've upgraded. I'm more important, you know?
Yeah.
And you guys are making me thirsty over there, your talk of vodka. I mean,
geez,
I'm at the laundromat right now. I mean.
You're at the laundromat?
Yeah, I'm doing my laundry. How cool am I?
Now, that would be a segment we need to think about later. A segment at the laundromat. I bet you could get some really interesting interviews at the laundromat.
That is so true. I still need to do that idea we had about the darnest things drunk people say.
Well, at the laundromat, you can probably do that at the laundromat.
Yeah, especially if it's late enough.
So what is Tara Tensley up to? Sorry, I'm having a hard time speaking tonight. What is Tara Tensley up to now? Are you coming out with any new music? Or you got any exciting things going on in the singing world?
Yes, I do, and it's crazy that you mentioned that. Well, I do have some new music coming out. I'm working on recording a few singles, and they're going to be released sometime this summer. There's no set release date yet. Also, I am planning this weekly video release where I'm going to do, it's called Summer Behind the Song. And every single week on Thursday, I'm going to release a new video on my YouTube channel where I go over a song, whether it's an old song, a new song, and talk about the reason why I wrote it, so the story behind it, and then I'm going to play it. Yeah, so people know. People always ask me, what did you write this song about? What did you write that song about? So I decided, why not do a Summer Behind song where every week I just tell them about a song I wrote.
And you're going to do that on YouTube?
Yes, my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tara Tinsley.
Cool. Awesome.
I was going to say, this is where Crispy's supposed to say, awesome, but I thought he fell out of his chair.
No. I haven't had that much high roller vodka yet. I was just tweeting on the good old Twitter, just letting people know that Tara Tinsley's on, so listen in, or I'm going to braid my back hair into dorsal fin. So, yeah.
So, Tara, I'm going to play one of the songs you sent to me, you sent me some new things. I don't know if they're not really new, though. They're just some new songs that we haven't played on the show. I was gonna play Beautiful Day. Now, these three songs that you sent to me for the show tonight, did you write all three of these songs?
Yes, I did.
Yes, she did. Well, I'm going to play.
Actually, I did. I wrote them all.
Yeah.
I told you not to say anything. Oops, I'm sorry. No more high roller vodka for me. Sorry. Yes, ma'am.
Well, for some reason, I don't think he wrote this one. You listen to the words. I have a feeling this is not a Crispy song. I'm going to play Beautiful Day, and everybody come back. We're going to chat with Tara about some of her plans, upcoming concerts, and a little bird told me that you're also going to Japan. But let's play your song first and come back and talk a little bit about your trips and your new concert. So here you go, Tara Tinsley, Beautiful Day.
Well, I've been sitting in the grass looking up at the sky, smiling back down at me while the trees all sway in the breeze. And I can't help but think about you and all those things we like to do. And I smile when I'm thinking about the times you made me laugh and the times I couldn't help myself and kiss your lips. Oh, baby, feel your fingertips. I never push those hands away. I never push those hands away, 'cause it's a beautiful day, yeah. It's a beautiful day. Ain't it great to be alive? Ain't it great to be alive? It's a day, you're having the worst day, yeah. You'll survive. Acting like the world is crashing down. I don't know why. I guess they don't look at this life. They don't realize. No, they don't realize. It's a beautiful day. Yeah. It's a beautiful day. Ain't it great to be finger. Ain't it great to be you? Ain't it great to be you? Ain't it great to be you? Ain't it great to be you?
And that was Tara Tinsley, Beautiful Day. Very good, Tara. When did you record that?
I recorded that last year. It's on my album, Beautiful Day. I released in 2011.
Okay, great. And if people want to buy your music, how many CDs do you have now?
That was my third album that's available. So I have three. One was released in 2005. It's called Come and Go. And then I had one in 2007 called Sail Away, and then that one. So they're all available on my website or on iTunes.
And that website is www.taratensley.com. I like Sail Away,
yeah.
By the way. That's my favorite song. Are you getting any inspiration from the laundromat? I'm thinking that might be a great place to write a song.
You know what's crazy is earlier today I was getting a massage, and usually you're really relaxed, and I really deserved it. I mean, I haven't got one in a while and been working my butt off over here, but during the massage, all of a sudden song lyrics start coming to my head, and I have no pen and paper, and I'm, you know, getting a massage. But I remembered some of them, so we'll see what happens with that.
So it's like rub-a-dub-dub, I'm getting a massage?
Well, no. That'd be an interesting one, wouldn't it? No, I don't know. It's in the making, but just some weird random phrases I wrote down. I don't know. I have to wait on that because maybe my ideas were just, you know how you're under the influence with alcohol? Well, sometimes I feel like massages get you under some other influence. So maybe they're under the influence lyrics. I don't know.
Yeah, I should write some drunk songs. I do some drunk texts, so I should write some songs while I'm at it, too. What were you getting ready to say, Mr. Crispy?
Oh, I was going to say, you know, this time of year, you know, when summer comes and I talk about getting my back hair braided into dorsal fins, like, that's the kind of high I probably experienced, Tara experiences with the massage, getting the massage.
Yeah. So do you write crazy songs when you do that?
I write all kinds of crazy songs, and then I send them to Frank, and Frank's like, no, rewrite it. I'm like, yes, okay. Let's try it again.
Yeah, that's right. He's got a rap. We got to do the Crispy rap. We got to play that.
That's
Friday
right.
Night.
I
got
to send my rap song. Yeah, that's it. It'll be definitely for a Friday night show because it's got some not so nice lyrics in it.
Yeah, we may have to switch back to the midnight hour for that rap.
Yeah,
We may have to. By the way, I'm in a real giving mood because we can't give away mugs. No matter how hard we try, I'm going to give away a coffee mug for the first person who can call in and answer this question. Let's see, what's a good question? I got a good question. Where is Tara Tinsley right now? What is she doing? If you can call in and give the answer to that question, if you've been listening, you get a free coffee mug, and it's a beautiful coffee mug with our ugly mugs on it with Green Ideas logo. So please call in. The number is, what's the number, Crispy? You have the famous voice.
That's right. You'll be calling 714-242-5272. That's right. Once again, that phone number is 714. I had a senior moment. 242-5272. That's
okay.
Right.
Okay. So you can tell us where Tara is right now. She's getting inspiration to write a song, and she's sitting somewhere doing what? So call us if you know the answer. You get a free coffee mug. So, Tara, I've been hearing about this Japan trip. What are you going to Japan for?
What am I going for? Well, what did you go for now? Well, I'm actually going on tour, my third overseas tour there this year. Yes.
So when does it actually start?
Well, it's still in the plans and the works, but as of right now, the tentative dates are October 7th through the 29th.
Okay.
And where
will you be playing? I assume in Japan somewhere, but what cities will you be playing?
Well, so far, definitely Tokyo. I'm hoping to get to Kyoto and back to Sendai as well. But it just depends on the tour schedule and how everything will work. But definitely Tokyo. I haven't been to Tokyo in since 2006. Actually, I haven't played Tokyo since 2006. I played a little Navy base show there in 2008, but I have yet to really do Tokyo again, so I need to. It's been too long.
So are you a Japanese sensation?
Well, I would like to think that they enjoy my music. But then, when I'm there, it's just way different than the United States. I mean, here, when I play a show, you're at a bar, wine bar, wherever, and people are just doing their thing, and they're into your music, but when you're in Japan, it's different. It's the same sort of places, they look the same. They could be in America, besides some kind of weird things that go on in some of them, but overall, the people, at a rock club, at a bar, at anything, I'm playing acoustic music, and everyone is quiet. Everyone claps, and they're all paying attention and listening, and they're just go crazy over you. You're like a rock star, and, who doesn't want to feel that way? So, I don't know, I feel like my agent out there who works for me, she always does a great job at planning and promoting, and I feel like a big part of it is because of her, and then the fact that, we just work it when we're there, we go to as many places as possible, and it's awesome.
I actually have
a question. Yes, I know. Just run over me with the bus. Beep, beep. I think Kara, in between songs, should bust out with "I'm a Little Teapot" acoustic version, just to see what happens. Maybe turn some strobe lights on. Maybe some glow sticks. No.
Tara, do you know the story behind that?
No, but I don't know if I want to. Do I want to? No, just kidding. Well, I do want to know. Tell me now.
He has this thing for "I'm a Little Teapot," and when we hit 1,000 followers on our Brilliant Ideas Radio Facebook page, he is going to dress up in a tutu, and we're going to video him, and he's going to be doing "I'm a Little Teapot," and what is it, hard rock? Is that what you're going to do it in?
Probably "I'm a Little Teapot," death metal with a cowboy hat, smoking a cigar, Don Pablo cigar, drinking high roller vodka and eating a steak with Albuquerque seasonings with cowboy boots. Pretty little pink tutu.
Hey,
I don't know. Are you sure that's safe? I mean, you might traumatize us all for life.
Someone will be traumatized, and I'll be paying for a lot of people's therapy sessions, I have a feeling.
Tara, are you sure you don't want to take him to Japan with you when you go?
Well, I guess I might have to have someone sign a waiver here or there, so I'm not sure. It might be a little crazy, but, I think they might enjoy someone like him. They like that kind of weird entertainment.
Well, I want to play another one of your songs and let him go back into his cave and work on his little teapot in the meantime.
Yes, awesome.
I'm going to play your song "Western Sky," even though we're talking about the Eastern Sky at this point, if we're talking about Japan, right? But I'm going to play "Western Sky," and we'll come back and chat some more about some of your concerts and places that you're playing in the U.S. before you go to Japan. So here is Tara Tensley and her song "Western Sky."
One
for me to make their wish. I was just going to pass it by, but how many chances do you get? So I had to give me the chance to kiss you just one time. And I'll show you how amazing it would be if you were mine.
Washing of the clothes come along. Is that the dryer in the background we hear?
Yeah, there is. Well, they are in the dryer right now, but it's being all weird on me. That's true.
We have a phone
sorry,
caller.
I'm distracted.
We have a caller calling in. By the way, I don't know what happened to your song there, but it just cut off. We have a caller. I don't know if they're calling in for the mug or to ask you a question or give us a hard time. So let's see what we got here. Good evening. You are calling Grills Gone Wild. This is Grillion Ideas. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Saniqua.
Hello, how are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Are you calling in to speak to Tara, or are you calling in for our contest?
I'm calling for the contest.
Okay, all right.
Awesome.
Crispy, crispy, crispy. We're going to give away a mug. Okay. So
I know, right? I'm psyched.
The question was, where is Tara? Where is Tara? Where is she right now?
That laundromat down the street.
Yes. All right. You win a beautiful Grillion Ideas coffee mug. And what I want you to do is when we hang up, you send me an email with grillionideas@earthlink.net with your shipping information. And we will send out this beautiful mug just for you.
Woo! I can't wait.
Look
in the mail.
All right. Be looking forward. Just send me an email. We'll send it to you. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
There you go, Tara.
That was interesting.
You don't know how exciting that is. We've been trying to give away free mugs for like 2 weeks, and no one called in. So the fact is,
no.
So, Tara, what do you got planned for concerts, appearances over the next few weeks during the summertime?
Well, let's see. 2 weeks, let's see. Okay, so, pulling from my brain. I'm playing San Francisco two nights next week. I have May 9th at District Wine Bar and May 10th at Cafe Muse. I'm playing in Sacramento area on May 12th at Cask Wines in Loomis. And the San Anselmo area, May 26th, that's north of San Francisco, the North Bay. And then I'm going down to Escondido. You got to come to the show, finally.
Yes.
Frank.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
That's right down the road from me.
Yeah, so June 16th at Cordiana Winery in Escondido.
Great.
And, yeah, that's so far all the solid dates. I have a few others that I'm just missing because I'm not in front of my calendar, but that's all my in-pen dates. There's a lot of tentpole, but I can't announce them yet.
And that Escondido event you have, that's like a double whammy there. I get to hear Tara Tensley sing and also drink wine, so you can't beat that.
Oh, yeah, and the view and the people, it's just amazing. They have a great pizza. It's run by an Italian family who are my really good friends, and they are just one of a kind. So it's just, if you go there for the experience, because that's what's amazing. I don't know. It's just every little part of it is wonderful.
Well, Crispy, you should hop on your Harley and head on down to Escondido, California, and meet me there. Is it June 16th?
June 16th, yes. It's a Saturday.
I will have to leave now to go out there.
well, we'll
leave now.
All right, Tara, I'm going to play. Let's see. What's a good song? How about Highway Run? You want to hear that one? You want to hear yourself sing Highway Run?
Right on. I love that song. And then that's what you're going to be doing when you come from Florida. You know, you're going to be running on the highway to get to my show.
Yes, running from the police.
Come to California,
really.
We'll protect you.
All right, we'll start a gang or a cult.
All right, here we go, Highway Run. This is Tara Tensley, and we'll come back and talk with Tara shortly before we close out the show. So everybody hang tight, and we'll be back in about 4 minutes after the song.
A long, empty highway I am, all alone. I'm so scared, but I'm never gone home. You sing to me sweetly in my memory. Goodbye to that, cause the world ain't free.
Baby, baby,
There you go, Tara Tensley, Highway Run. Excellent stuff, Tara. I think you can sing.
Oh, thank you. Well, I must be doing something, right?
Exactly. Well, you sound like you've been pretty busy. You've been going out for all kinds of different things. I guess you've been out looking for movie roles and all kinds of acting type things along with your singing. Has there been any new jobs or new things you've picked up along the way and all your, not interviews, what do you call them, auditions?
Yeah, gosh, I've been doing so many auditions, but I've been also getting a lot of parts, which is cool. Yeah, just recently did something that's interesting, and I have yet to do, or I have yet to have done until last week, was I was on the show I Almost Got Away With It from on the Discovery Channel. And so that's, like, the coolest thing I think I've done so far. I mean, I guess not coolest, but I guess most well-known thing that I've done. So I don't know. I've been doing, like, just small roles, commercials, films. I've been actually hosting weekly this show called Got Game News, which is really fun because the guys I work with are awesome. And I just love gamers. They're so cute and nerdy and awesome and, like, they're all the right ways. So it's just really fun to do.
Now, you were in a film too, right? A recent like horror film.
Oh yeah, Coin. I was directed and written and produced and a bunch of different things by Michael Fredianelli, and it was an awesome film. I got to see it in the movie theater, on the big screen with my mom and dad, and it was so unreal to see my face up there. Going to a theater to actually see my face on the big screen was crazy.
Just make sure you send me a copy, and I want you to autograph it, too, because when you become rich and famous out there, then I can sell it on eBay and make lots of money.
Right on. Well, you know, I remember you saying that, and I did get an extra copy for you, and I have it. It's a matter of me, you know what? I'm going to hold it hostage until you come to my show.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, bring it to Escondido. You might just see my ugly mug show up there.
Right on. You're going to love it, really. And you're going to be scared when you watch the film.
Crispy, are you still with us or did you fall asleep?
I'm still here. I'm just twitting away for people to call and talk to Ms. Tinsley. Yes.
Yeah, usually tweet.
Yeah, he's definitely a twit, believe me. Anyway, believe it or not, we've actually shot through all of our time, and I want to remind everybody who is listening, if you want to pick up any of Tara's music, you said 3 CDs she's got, you can go to TaraTensley.com, or you can go to, where was the other place you said?
You can go to iTunes, or any of those digital sites, Napster, I mean, you name it, it's there, Spotify, all those.
All right. Well, we're going to let you go finish your laundry and fold everything and get everything ready for your next big event. And when we sign off the show tonight, I'm going to play my favorite song, Sail Away, which is kind of a cool song to sail away and end the show. But thank you for stopping by and give us an update on what you're doing. Good luck on your trip to Japan.
Yes, good luck. Have fun and take lots of pictures.
Yes.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, and go do your laundry, and we'll talk to you later, and we appreciate you stopping by.
Okay, thank you, and don't drink too much, guys.
We won't.
Good try.
All right. That was Tara Tensley, and check out her website, TaraTensley.com. Check out her music. Go buy some of her CDs. Help her raise money to go to Japan and be a giant hit over there in Japan land. And Christy, we actually blew through 45 minutes. And did you have anything to add? I don't know what that noise is in the background. What are you doing, vacuuming?
No, I had the door open to the porch. I was just enjoying the cool air.
Did you have anything to add before we sign off?
No, we got an awesome show lined up for tomorrow.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
I totally forgot what I was going to say.
Well, obviously. Tomorrow we've got Neil Big Mr. Barbecue Dude coming on. And
that's
Big Time Barbecue. And we've actually got Smokey D coming on. He's going to be talking about his new barbecue sauce, Smokey D. Robinson.
That's who's in the chat room.
That's
Mr. Smokey Robinson.
Yeah, he's coming on the show tomorrow to tell us about his new sauce, and also he's got some other products he's coming out with, some jerky and stuff. So he can kind of give us the ins and outs of what he's gone through to get started with the new products. And then, of course, we can't forget Kitty Cat and her sinful desserts. She's going to be talking Cinco de Mayo desserts tomorrow. And tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo, so make sure you bring beer to the show tomorrow morning.
The kitty. Wow.
The kitty.
That sounded like a cat getting run over by a bus.
So on that note, we're going to call it an evening. We appreciate everybody coming to our show, and we decided to make this show a little earlier so that Crispy could get his beauty sleep, because that midnight stuff was tough. So we're going to be
If you think about it like this, I'm going to bed, and you have extra party time.
That's right. See, now I don't have to go to bed. Now it's like 7:45 here, so I got plenty of time to party. But you can go in out of bed and not stay up too late and get your beauty sleep so you can be ready for the radio tomorrow morning.
Right, and I have to give you a wake-up call tomorrow.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for stopping by. We appreciate everybody supporting our show, and we will see you tomorrow morning. Don't forget at 8:30 in the morning. It's West Coast time. For our 90-minute show about foodies and such. And everybody have a nice Friday evening. Come see us tomorrow. Everybody take care.
You can drive.